Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Elizabeth Peake of The Hill, a columnist of Fox News, a columnist. The Trump derangement syndrome, replacing the Bush derangement syndrome earlier in this century, a driver for turnout for the Democratic Party until Joe Biden. Liz, one of the salient paragraphs in your new column at Fox News is that the president is convinced Bidenomics is a winner for him, and he continues to promote it, whereas not only the statistics do not support that, the very voters he's talking to do not support it. They don't regard Bidenomics as a winner at all. Is the president well informed? Is he getting well briefed on Bidenomics?
It's a really good question because he continues to come out and celebrate Bidenomics. And even, I gather, people in the White House are kind of saying, this really isn't working. Voters really don't believe in Bidenomics. And you have to say, why is that? I think it's really very interesting because supporters of the president keep pointing to the fact that inflation was 9.1%. Now it's only whatever you want to say, 3.5 to 4%, and that should make everybody feel good. The problem is when you go to the grocery store, you're not paying in terms of a rate of increase. You're talking about prices that are up 20 to 25% from where they were when Joe Biden took office. And I was actually very cheered by a poll I was looking at yesterday or the day before, where it showed that voters really get it, that inflation came about because of too much spending. It's important because Democrats offer all kinds of new programs. They came into office and immediately passed $2 trillion of extra spending. And I think voters like those programs. They like getting their student loans repaid and so forth. But if it's tied to, and I think it should be tied to, the kickoff of inflation, I think voters begin to react with, let's put on the brakes. We can't just continue to generate $1 trillion deficits indefinitely, which is what the predictions are right now. So I think it does sort of temper the enthusiasm for the Democratic agenda. And by the way, usher in a little more sympathy or enthusiasm for the Republicans in the House who are trying to trim spending. So anyway, I think that's all very constructive. But the inflation thing has really hurt consumers, has really hurt everybody. And I think that continues to be a total millstone around the president's neck. And people blame him for it. That was the other outcome of this survey was, this is something that is actually not true, that the president single-handedly can impact or cure inflation. But this polling kind of showed that people think the president has a great deal of influence over it, which I would agree with, and they do not like what he has achieved here. So, that's kind of where Bidenomics is, and it's a real problem. I don't know that Joe Biden understands that because he's still out there on the stump talking it up. Very few people are.
On the other hand, Liz, there is Trump derangement syndrome. The president was recently in Los Angeles raising money with the usual celebrities, and everybody was eager for the reelect. That is the magical thinking that the Democrats have to offset the Bidenomics weaknesses. Is it enough at this juncture? Because Mr. Trump, while well ahead, is not yet the nominee.
Well, I don't think that's certainly going to prevent him from becoming the nominee because Democrats are speaking to Democrats. They are trying to gin up their base by telling them that Trump is going to be a dictator. He's going to, literally, Joe Scarborough came out and said he'll assassinate his political opponents. I mean, the stuff is so over the top, John. Any reasonable person should take a step back and say, really? Can Donald Trump really overturn democracy, which has thrived in this country for hundreds of years? I mean, that's the pitch. I don't think it's particularly winning. I think people are much more concerned about kitchen table issues than they are about the bigger issue of threatening democracy. And someone actually did mention this to me the other day, said, well, you know, I'm just really worried about Trump overturning democracy. I said, you know, we have a very robust court system, and you may not like the fact that the courts are a little more conservative, particularly the Supreme Court, than they were, but I've seen nothing to suggest that they would endanger democracy. I mean, the rights, individual rights, are still being upheld. In fact, if anything, more energetically than they were. I think it's, you know, it seems to me a desperation measure. Democrats are good at singing from the same hymnal, John. Maybe this will work for them. I can't imagine it.
Right now, we have Bidenomics. We have Trump derangement syndrome. We have a market that wants to move, that wants to take off. We have a Federal Reserve that says it won't speculate. Merry Christmas. Elizabeth Peake, writing for Fox News and for The Hill. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bradshaw.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.